Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. How I helped my client go from binging every single night to no longer having the desire to binge in the evening. So the first thing I want to say is nighttime eating is extremely common. I have so many clients that come to me who are able to eat well throughout the day, and then as soon as the evening comes, it's like a switch literally goes off in my brain and they are like, I just want all the sweets. I want all the sugar. And right now you might be binging in the evening, like feeling completely out of control with food. You might be self-soothing with food, so not being able to process, cope, and manage your emotions. So you're turning to food to help you, you know, feel comfort and relief at the end of the day. Or you might just be boredom snacking, where you're just watching Netflix and you're chilling and you're not even hungry and you're like, why did I just go grab a snack? This client that I helped overcome nighttime binging was somebody who would completely just numb out and binge in the evening. And I want to share the exact steps that I helped her take to stop her binging in the evening. And if you can resonate with nighttime binging, definitely let me know. Are you somebody that binges in the evening? Are you somebody who after dinner, it's like, why do I need more food? And maybe you even know that you're full. You're like, I had a good dinner. Like, I'm full. I don't need any more food. Why do I need something sweet? Why do I keep going into the pantry and needing a cookie or needing something sweet? Like, why does this actually happen? So this client that I helped stop her nighttime binging, and yes, this is very common. I do because everyone's asleep. And this is why a lot of people struggle with nighttime binging, because binging is often done in secret. Binging is often done when nobody's around. This is the time that you get to yourself, maybe your partner's sleeping, maybe you have kids, they're all asleep, and you're like, now I can actually go and eat what I really want to eat. Because you're not gonna binge in front of other people. And if you're so used to judging yourself and judging what you're eating, the last thing you want is for somebody else to judge what you're eating, right? Like, I would never eat like chocolate or like quote unquote like junk food in front of my boyfriend at the time. Now my husband. But at the time, I'm like, there's just no freaking way. I'm like, I'm the healthy one. Even in my friend group, I'm like, I'm the healthy one. Like, going out for dinner, I'd be the one ordering like a salad, and all my friends would order like pasta and pizza and whatever the heck they wanted. And then I would come home from dinner and I literally would be the one that would be in the pantry binging, right? So it's very common, the nighttime binging, because you're by yourself. And it's like, nobody knows how much I'm gonna eat. Nobody can judge me. There's not potential comments. I can literally eat however much I want, whatever I want. And yes, you might be judging yourself and there's the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment, but it's like, nobody's here to see me. So this one client that I worked with, she was somebody that wouldn't eat all day. And this happens for a few reasons. Maybe you are literally super busy from work. Maybe you're hopping from meeting to meeting, and you literally just don't have time throughout the day to really eat. So you're becoming too ravenous. So of course, come the end of the day, you're gonna binge. You might not be eating enough throughout the day because there's the fear of eating in front of other people. Back in 2018, for 10 years before that, I was terrified to eat in front of other people. Like, it wasn't even like the comments. Like, yes, I was worried about like comments that people would say about like what I was eating, but it was just like the act of eating in front of somebody. It made me so anxious. So I remember being in high school and I wouldn't eat all day. Like literally I would starve myself all day and then I would come home and I would raid my pantry. And I'm like, why? Like, what's wrong with me? And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, I didn't eat all day. So this client wouldn't eat all day. And then she would binge at night. And again, this is also very common because when you eat a lot in the evening, a lot of the times the next day, number one, you're still full and bloated from how much you've eaten the day before. So this client, I eat all day and still binge after dinner. We're going to get into this because Catherine, this is why I always talk about rewiring your brain. It is habitual. So even if you're eating enough throughout the day, you can still be binging in the evening because it's a habit. You still need to reprogram your brain. But for a lot of the people who binge in the evening, you might wake up the next morning. Let me know if you can relate to this. You're like, I am still full and bloated from how much I ate last night. I used to wake up with so much anxiety of like, it's almost like I felt like I was purposely putting on weight. I'm like, you know, you don't need any more food. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? And I would wake up and I'm like, do I eat breakfast? Do I not? I'm still full. I feel like I gained 1,000,000 pounds. I can't even put on leggings to go work out. Like, I was just so uncomfortable the next day. And when you don't eat the next day because you're either so full or you're trying to compensate because of how much you've eaten, that's going to create another binge. And this client that I worked with, she didn't eat all day because in her head, she's like, I'm going to binge at night. I know I'm going to be consuming thousands of calories in the evening. So she didn't want to eat throughout the day because she didn't want to eat more. She had this fear of like, if I know that I'm already binging at night and now I'm going to be eating throughout the day, I'm just consuming more calories. And I really helped her perspective to show her that she wasn't going to be eating more. She was going to be preventing a binge from happening in the evening. So when you don't eat all day, of course you're going to binge at night. So I told her, if you start having regular meals throughout the day, you're not going to go into the evening impulsive or ravenous. So you're literally going to prevent binging on thousands of calories in the evening. And so that was one thing she really implemented. She started having regular meals throughout the day. And you guys, this makes the biggest difference. Like, it's not about saving up calories. It's not about like, oh, because I'm going to binge at night, I better not eat all day. You have to be eating regularly throughout the day, or you're going to have strong urges. You're going to feel impulsive. You are going to feel impulsive if you're just not eating enough throughout the day. Okay. So that was the first thing that I really helped my client with. The second thing was releasing guilt for eating at night. How many of you have been told eating late at night is bad? Eating late at night is the worst thing you're going to do. You're going to gain 1,000,000 pounds. I was told this and I was terrified of eating after dinner. And this client that I worked with, she had so much fear of like, she had fear and she had guilt. Like, she was doing something wrong. Like, she was bad for eating after dinner. And you're not bad for eating after dinner. Eating late at night is not wrong or bad. It's the emotional binging that you want to tackle. You're allowed to have a snack in the evening. But there's a difference between I'm hungry after dinner and I want a snack versus autopilot, Netflix, feet up on the couch, and I'm just going to eat just because. It's different when you've had a long, stressful day and you don't know how to process and manage and cope with your emotions. So you turn to food at the end of the day to help you self-soothe. Right? Hey, Frederica, what a beautiful name. Hello, hello. So you're allowed to eat at night. You don't have to feel guilty. The kitchen does not close after 7 p.m. Literally, the moment you tell yourself the kitchen closes at 7 p.m. is the moment all you're going to think about is what you want to binge on. I used to do intermittent fasting, and I'm like, the kitchen closes after dinner. I literally would eat dinner for a family of like 25. I'd feel so full, so sick, so disgusting at like 6:59. And then literally I would be so full that I literally couldn't even binge, or I'd be like, I'm so full, I'm just gonna binge anyways because I'm already bloated. So whatever, tomorrow, the diet starts tomorrow, you know, the whole shebang. That's my downfall, snacks to self-soothe. Yeah, it's so common. It's extremely common, Rachel. I'm going to be talking about how to stop the emotional binge eating in the evening inside of my upcoming program, Break the Late Night Binge. My mom used to always say that kitchens close so that I would hide the evidence. Yes, and this is how the secret eating comes. It's like, oh, I'm bad for doing this, so I'm not going to eat anything until my partner goes upstairs. I'm not going to do anything until nobody's around because there's guilt. So with this client, I really helped her stop feeling guilty for eating late at night. When you have guilt and you feel like you're doing something wrong, you want to do it more often. There's like a little inner rebel inside of every single one of us. And it's like when you're told you can't do something, you literally want to do it. Like if you tell yourself the kitchen closes at 7 o'clock and you want something, you're not going to just have a small snack. You're like, well, because I already had one bowl of ice cream and I'm quote unquote messing up, well, then I might as well have another bowl of ice cream, and I'm also going to have the chips, and I'm also going to have the rest of the cookies, and because I'm messing up, so might as well keep on going because tomorrow I'm going to do better. This is what happens. So I really helped shift my client's perspective to stop seeing eating late at night as wrong and as bad. The third thing that I really helped this client on was in the evening, she would always just have ice cream. Like, whose downfall is ice cream? Like this client, like every single night, she would always binge on ice cream. And first of all, if you're binging on certain foods in the evening, you want to start having those foods throughout the day to take the foods off of a pedestal, to start making peace with those foods, to kind of neutralize it and not see it as like this special thing. But this client only had ice cream. So she would not eat all day and then she would just binge on ice cream. And I said, listen, you're allowed to have the ice cream. But instead of just having a bowl of ice cream, why don't, hey, Marina, Marina's one of my badass clients. Hello. Instead of just having ice cream, I said, why don't you have something else with it? Your taste buds get really happy with a mixture of different things. If you just have a bowl of ice cream, that might not be sufficient. And then you're wondering why you're binging on 3 bowls of ice cream versus you have a bowl of ice cream and then maybe you have like something else on the side. Maybe you have a few different things. You have a little bit of ice cream. You have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it's not just ice cream, right? And that really helped my client. So not only did she start having these foods throughout the day, but she just didn't have a bowl of ice cream because a bowl of ice cream is probably not going to be enough. But she had some ice cream and then she would have like some peanut butter and then she would have some grapes and like a bunch of different things to really satisfy her taste buds, but to also get in more nutrients. When you have food items that have protein in it and healthy fats, it keeps you satiated, it keeps you full longer. So with a combination of helping my client eat more regularly throughout the day, she was becoming less impulsive. She was having more nutrient-dense meals throughout the day. She was getting in her fiber. She was actually like feeling satiated and full. She had less urges at night. And then I helped her reprogram her brain to stop seeing eating late at night as bad or wrong. This is what I mean by rewiring your brain, you guys. There's so many thoughts, right? Like, I'm bad for eating ice cream, or I shouldn't be eating after 7 o'clock. You've got to reprogram your brain out of these not only habitual cycles in the evening, but you also got to reprogram your thoughts. The last thing I really helped this client with was repairing her relationship with rest. So this client is a busy working mom of 2 little girls. So she would be super busy all day, right? With the kids, with her business, like she would be super busy throughout the day. And then come the evening, she only had 15 minutes, 20 minutes to herself. This was the only time in her day where she felt like, I can relax. If the evenings are the only time that you have for yourself to relax, guess what? Of course you're going to want to self-soothe. Of course you're going to want to numb out on food. This is the only time you have for yourself. But also when you're burnt out and you're exhausted from giving to other people and just go, 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 go all day, come the evening time when you only have 15, 20 minutes to yourself, self-soothing with food and emotionally binge eating might be the only thing that you have capacity for in the evening. When you're so tired, you're not gonna go wanna clean your house, right? Some of you guys are like, instead of eating at night, I'm gonna like vacuum my house. I'm gonna go do the laundry. Like that is first of all, okay? That's not even enjoyable. Like it's not as pleasurable as eating, and it's like, you can't tell yourself like, just go take a bath. You wanna binge. Taking a bath is not as pleasurable as binging. Cleaning your house, doing the dishes, like you don't wanna be doing that. Like you wanna be binging, right? So what I really helped this client with was I helped her, number one, have a better relationship with rest. So I helped her have more blocks in her day to just be with herself, even if it was like 5 minutes throughout the day, to just like be with herself, to just like take a breather. Because if you're go, 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 go all day, and like I said, come the evening time when you can finally put your feet up, when you can finally relax, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so friggin' burnt out. I'm so exhausted. Give me the ice cream. I need to self-soothe. Like I'm just so burnt out. And this is the only time I have for myself, so might as well enjoy it. When you take breaks throughout the day, you add more pleasure into your life. You regulate your nervous system throughout the day. You're experiencing joy. You're experiencing pleasure. You're taking breaks throughout the day. You're not going to need to numb out on food at night. But again, if you're so busy throughout the day, you're giving to other people. You're a people pleaser. Come the end of the day, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be depleted. And the only thing that you have time for, the only thing you have capacity for is to numb out and binge. So to recap, I was able to help this client stop her nighttime binging. Number one, she was able to eat more regularly throughout the day. She stopped seeing eating at night as bad or wrong. She didn't just have ice cream in the evening. She had a variety of different foods. So it wasn't just like binging on ice cream. And then the last thing, I really helped her repair her relationship with rest so that she wouldn't come at the end of the day just feeling so depleted and needing to emotionally self-soothe with food. So this is just one client that I was able to help stop nighttime binging. Ending binge eating in the evening is something that I personally have overcome as well too. I spent 10 years of my life eating super healthy all day, like packing healthy meals, enjoying my healthy meals, but like come the evening, that's when I would binge. I would spiral out of control. I would crave all the sweets. And I haven't binged in the evening in over 4 years. And I wanna help you through this process. I wanna help you stop the emotional binging, habitual snacking in the evening when you know you're not hungry. So this is exactly why I have my program, Break the Late Night Binge, starting at the end of the month. This program is really for you if you eat healthy all day and you binge in the evening. You don't eat all day and then you binge in the evening. It's also for you if you know that you are self-soothing in the evening. You know you're turning to food when you're stressed and you're bored or you're lonely, and you wanna get to a point where you can have a snack in the evening. You can eat in the evening, but when you do have a snack, you can have a snack, be able to have a bowl of ice cream or have some cookies and move on with your night, not have it be the start of a binge. I'm gonna help you with that. Because I want you to be able to eat in the evening if you're hungry, if you want a snack. But I know that you want to be able to stop the binge eating, stop the emotional eating. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here. I want to help you get to a point where you no longer binge in the evening so you can go to bed feeling proud of yourself. You can wake up in the morning feeling so light and energetic and actually be able to go about your work day. You know, feeling productive, having energy, getting in a great workout, not feel so full and inflamed and bloated and you can't even put on leggings because you're so full from how much you ate last night. So if you know that the evenings after dinner is a hard time for you, whether you're emotionally eating, whether you are just bored of eating, you're just like always snacking when you know you're not hungry, or you're binging and you're feeling out of control, I'm gonna help you stop the emotional binging, habitual evening snacking late at night. So this program is on early bird pricing right now. If you are interested and you're like, yes, this is me, like I can eat pretty healthy all day, it's the evenings that I struggle with, you're gonna wanna get inside. It is on early bird pricing right now. You do save $164. So you can DM me late night binge. Just DM me, just message me late night binge and I'll send you all the details. I'm so freaking excited. Once you learn this process, you can be stressed, you can be emotional, and you're still not gonna have the urge to binge yourself through that night. When you learn this process, you're never gonna have to just go to bed early and brush your teeth and just drink some water and make yourself a cup of tea and like rely on motivation to not eat at night. This process is going to allow you to not even feel the urge to binge. Like zero desire to binge. You can have a snack in the evening, stop when you're full, and move on with your night. Cuddle up with your husband, watch TV, enjoy your evening, and wake up feeling proud of yourself. So I'm very excited. Message me late night binge if you want more information on this program. I cannot wait to support you guys. Have the best freaking day ever. I love you guys. We'll see you guys soon.